By participating in the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day this Saturday, the American Farm Bureau Federation says you can make an impact on the opioid addiction problems in rural America. Minnesota Farm Bureau Foundation Director Ruth Lincolnmeyer Merrick says many opioid addictions started home in the medicine cabinets.
3 out of 4 farmers say it's easy to access unused prescription medicines within their homes. And what that's telling us is that there's lots of unused prescriptions in our medicine cabinets at home, and we need to dispose of them and dispose of them safely so that easy access to those medicines aren't there for our farmers and ranchers.
Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union created the Farm Town Strong, a coalition to bring attention to the opioid epidemic in farm country and provide information and resources to help those struggling with opioid abuse. Merrick says the initiative found 74% of farmers and ranchers have been directly impacted by the opioid epidemic.
We owe it to our farm families and our rural communities to keep each other safe. And if we can take unused prescriptions out of our medicine cabinets and dispose of them in a safe manner by utilizing National Take Back Day, we can actually make an impact and we can make a difference in our rural communities.
And she says there's many ways to dispose of unused prescriptions.
You can find a take-back location in your area by just Googling National Take-Back Day. The other thing that you can also do is you can safely dispose of your prescription meds any time of the year by dropping them off at a local pharmacy or stopping at your local sheriff's station. There's also some in-home kits that you can use. But regardless of how you dispose of unused prescription meds, if we can eliminate that temptation, we can help make an impact.
Let's get an extension report now from western Minnesota down to the Morris, Minnesota area with U of M Extension Agent Jared Goplin.
Things are pretty well wrapped up in this area. There's a few kind of straggling cornfields left. You know, even though we did get some snow, it hasn't slowed down a lot of people. Of course, the people with corn left in the field, have had to wait it out a little bit. But in terms of percentage, we're definitely in that 98% harvested mark. It's kind of a few fields that are remaining out there. It's one of those harvests that I know for us, and I think for a lot of people, it did progress at kind of a record pace. Really kind of a 2-week stint there where you hardly shut things down. It was just working so well. So, it is one of those things that is nice to take a break once in a while, but most guys were kind of in that home stretch of tillage and for the most part, and some other fall activities.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again on Monday.